Yeah, no, that was definitely something that we've always wanted to do, and something that we've obviously thinking that this is something we could apply. And Jathan's got a a dual threat type play, so we ran some RPO action type stuff. So where he does get in up space, he's able to tuck the ball and run. But in those chances, those opportunities, their corners were playing hard and coming down on the option motion when we run our flex bone plays. So they weren't really respecting our outside game, and we were able to find some plays there that we were, thinking that were going to be big plays, and the boys just executed them and took them for, deep plays and some long passes there. So being 5 for 5 and being efficient, and three of them going for the end zone is probably something that we don't really draw up to be expected. But being a heavy rush team, on the back end, the offensive line helped us pave the way for 400 yards rushing as well on the ground. So it gives us an opportunity to keep the defense on their toes, and that and they can't pin their ears back a little more, knowing that we do have the opportunity to throw the ball a little bit more than we have in the past.